Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And good evening, Michael Cohen here. It is 2012. Let's hope it'll be a good year. Not the best omen for me. I'm starting the show this year without a producer, but we'll see how the evening unfolds. On today's show, of course, the big story is not the U of M football game tonight, the Sugar Bowl, but rather the Iowa caucuses, which kick off at 7 p.m. Central, with three of the Republican presidential candidates in a dead heat leading in the polls there. Although, for whoever does end up on top, what will the win really mean, considering the long road still ahead? To talk about the caucuses and the candidates, I'm joined by Michael Traugott. He is a University of Michigan professor of Communication Studies and a senior research scientist at the Institute for Social Research's Center for Political Studies. Wow, that's quite a mouthful. Michael, welcome to the program.
Good to be with you, Michael.
So, okay, we've got Mitt Romney, who's apparently the expected winner of the entire thing, and then Ron Paul, who's right there in a dead heat with him in Iowa, and he's a candidate that probably couldn't win the nomination of any major political party. So when we have both of these guys neck and neck in the Iowa caucuses, or at least in the polls at this point, what is the real validity of these caucuses?
Well, the caucuses on both sides have always been composed of the most ideological members of each political party, the most liberal Democrats and the most conservative Republicans. So this is a contest really in a very low turnout event that is comprised of just a select few ideologues in the party.
Are you surprised that Mitt Romney is doing as well as he is, considering that fact?
Well, there are two parts to the primaries and caucuses. One of them is, you know, the positions that the candidates take. And, of course, within a party, it's often more difficult to distinguish one candidate from the other. But the other part is organization and the ground campaign, and it takes money to organize a ground campaign. And even though Romney may have the least good fit in ideology with the Republican supporters, he clearly has the most money and the best operation on the ground. So it's a little surprising in Iowa, but it bodes very well for him for the upcoming events.
Well, we know Ron Paul certainly has some very committed supporters, although Rick Santorum has also been doing very well in Iowa. He apparently has become a big Hawkeyes fan. He appears in an Iowa hat and sweatshirt at every turn at this point. So is the kind of conservative that Santorum is, could he very well end up being supported over someone like Romney?
Well, because these are low turnout events, the intensity of the support that these caucus goers have for their candidates is very important. And both Santorum and Paul have a small but dedicated band of supporters. We have to remember that the turnout overall in the caucuses tonight is likely to be only around 100,000 or fewer. And there are about 2.3 million eligible voters in the state of Iowa. So it's this element of intensity that could hold them in good stead later this evening.
I'm talking to Michael Traugott. He is a University of Michigan professor of Communication Studies and a senior research scientist at the ISR's Center for Political Studies in Ann Arbor. I wonder with Newt Gingrich, he's got such a checkered personal past, married three times. He had an ongoing extramarital affair, his latest wife more than 20 years younger than him. How does that kind of personal history play with conservative Republican voters?
Well, there's been one element of the nomination contest so far, which has been a kind of anybody but Romney search. And there was a brief period in which, Gingrich's star rose quite high among the Republicans in both Iowa and New Hampshire. But in these early events, because the parties don't make endorsements, It falls to the press to become the chief scrutinizers of the candidates and their positions and their backgrounds. And as these various candidates, including Gingrich, have become more prominent, they've also come under increased scrutiny. And generally speaking, in this sequence, they haven't held up very well. So I think that Newt Gingrich probably had a brief sort of meteoric rise, but now he's falling in preference among Republicans.
What about Governor Rick Perry? Did he basically sink himself with that debate moment where he was listing the three departments that he was going to eliminate, which were the departments of commerce, education, and there was a third
one. Yeah, whatever that other one was. Right.
Right. So did that somehow sink his realistic chances of winning the nomination?
Well, he didn't hold up so well under the scrutiny of the media delving into his background, but he clearly, I think, has done the most poorly in the debates. And he has settled. I would describe his candidacy as settled. He also had this kind of meteoric rise, but he's now settled at a much lower level of support. If he could make it to South Carolina, which probably has an even more conservative set of primary voters than Iowa and New Hampshire, he has a chance for a limited revival. But I think also because his organizational field work is limited and he doesn't have as much money as Romney, he's probably not likely to succeed.
Now, every recent poll has shown that Michelle Bachmann is in last place heading into the caucuses. That's certainly very different than where she was this summer, where she won the straw poll. She says people will be surprised by the outcome. Has she somehow turned voters off along the way?
Well, I don't think that she's taken positions or made statements that have turned people off. But as we get to the real events, electability and viability becomes a more important component of people's evaluations of the candidates. And I think that this has helped both Romney to sort of resuscitate his campaign. But in her case, I think there's some concern because of some of her positions about her electability.
When you look at these Republican candidates as a whole, do they all seem to basically have very similar positions other than Ron Paul, of course?
Well, there's much less difference among Republicans, just as there would be among Democrats, than there would be between Democrats and Republicans as candidates. So it's not surprising to see them essentially adopting similar positions and also moving their positions farther to the right as the events approach. But they can't get to run against Barack Obama unless they secure the nomination. And ever since 1976, it's been necessary to go through this process in order to secure the nomination. One possible element of overplaying their hand for the Republicans generally has been the scheduling of all of these debates and the need to try to make a headline or two or to refine positions after hearing something about what your opponents have said. I think it's essentially providing a lot of eventual fodder for Democratic TV ads, but we'll see what happens later on as we get a better idea of who the presumptive nominee is.
In this drumbeat, the Mitt Romney basically is the guy that's going to take the nomination unless something really unpredictable occurs. Would you say that's a pretty good bet? I mean, is that like a 90% chance that he is the one?
Well, I wouldn't. I don't know how to assign a probability to it, but I think he has been the front runner, and there's no indication yet. We could be surprised in the morning, but there's no indication yet that after Iowa and New Hampshire, he will be in any worse position. the candidates who are better organized have the more money, and who run ahead in the polls have a clear advantage, and they use it to adopt a kind of a long-term strategy, while the candidates farther behind who have limited funds have got to do well quickly, or else their funding dries up and their press coverage diminishes down to nothing, or else it turns negative. And so Romney has had those advantages as well.
One more thing, you know, Democrats say that these Republican candidates are basically anti-Obama. They're taking positions that are negative to the president. They don't have very many innovative ideas of their own. Do you think Republicans in general, just their distaste for the president, that's enough to bring them out to vote in November?
Well, I think that the intensity of support for your party's standard bearer is very important. And one of the ways to, to build that support is to argue about the dire consequences of the other person getting elected, President Obama getting reelected. But I don't think it's enough to sustain a general election campaign. The Republicans are going to have something akin, whoever the nominee is going to have something akin to a issue-based platform on which to run that will sharply define differences between what they stand for and what Barack Obama stands for, or what they say he stands for.
And the Iowa caucuses kicking off 7 p.m. Central this evening. Michael Traugott, University of Michigan Professor of Communication Studies and Senior Research Scientist at the ISR's Center for Political Studies. Michael, thank you very much for joining me.
Good to talk to you too, Michael.